We are going to learn a little bit about Pesach tonight. Next week will be the annual Haggadah Shira. I was going to do like maybe a two-part series on the Haggadah, but I decided we'll wait for next week for the Haggadah. So at about 4:30 this afternoon, Scott emailed me and said, what's the topic for tonight? So I said, oh, well, maybe we'll talk about eating matzah on Erev Pesach, or eating on Erev Pesach, because I got a couple of shaylas about it today. And then I looked at my notes, and I think last year I gave that shir, so I had to change it. So instead, we're doing the mitzvah, since I'm on a little bit of a matzah kick from last night's matzah baking trip that many of us were zocher to take, I decided we'll discuss a little bit about the idea of shmira when it comes to matzah. One of my favorite svarim for this time of the year is this sefer, Yarech Lemoadim. This is a sefer of the Shiurim of Rav Yeruchim Olshin, one of the four Rashi Yeshiva of Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood. He has beautiful Shiurim on Pesach. So this entire Shiur is pretty much based on what it says here in Simen Chav Ches of Sefer Yarech L'Moadim. But I remember when let's start with the first source. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Dav Mem Amud Aleph, goes through three different stages, but I only put here for you the last stage of what our attitude is toward lesisa. What is lesisa? So lesisa is the taking of the grain from which you want to make the matzah and soaking the grain, which would seem like the absolute worst thing to do with the grain. In fact, we are so careful with the grain nowadays that they dafka go out to the fields and inspect the fields to make sure that the grain they're getting is not fully ripened, because if it's fully ripened, it might already have a chashash chimutz if it gets wet, even though it's still attached to the ground. So they make sure that it's green at the time that they pick it, and they keep it entirely dry, and they would never in a million years do what they call lesisa, soaking the grains. But the Gemara says, at first it thought asur lilsos, then it thought mutar lilsos, and then hadar amar Rava, mitzvah lilsos. That there's a mitzvah dafka to soak the grains. Shenamar, why is it a mitzvah to soak the grains? Because the pasuk says ushmartem es hamatzos, that you need shmira on the matzos. Well, if the matzos are in no danger of becoming chametz, what do you need shmira for? You only need shmira if there's a possibility of chametz. But if there's no possibility of chametz, then there would be no need for shmira. If the grain was totally dry, you don't need shmira. So in order to fulfill shimur d'mei kara, this shmira from a very early stage in the process, you need the shmira to you need something to be shomer, and that's why we do lesisa. I remember when I was in YU, Rav Aaron Kahn gave a Musar Shmuz once around Pesach time about mitzvah lilsos. None of us knew what lesisa was, but he gave a whole Musar Shmuz about chametz being representative of the Yetzer Hara, and that sometimes it's important not just to ignore the Yetzer Hara and assume will go away, but to actually confront the Yetzer Hara, to know that he's there and to meet him on his terms and to defeat him, and to have a certain focus on the Yetzer Hara, so you're totally on guard. So that's what I always think of when I think of lesisa, that Musar Shmuz. But you have to be careful with how you say that, though, exactly, to bring the Yetzer Hara and confront him. Most of the time, we're probably better off leaving the Yetzer Hara far away and not confronting him. But okay, so there is this din. Because of Shmira, you need to do lesisa. So the Ramban, on the spot, the Ramban points out that really, if you were to be shomer mishas ktsira, which is what we do, we don't do lesisa anymore, because as we said, it would be terrifying to do lesisa. We assume we don't know how to do it in a way that won't make it chametz. But the Ramban writes that certainly if you watch it from the time of ktsira, that no water comes, that's certainly, you're certainly in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Shomer mishas ktsira could just be that you make sure that no water comes in contact with it. But over here, it says mitzvah lilsos, because that's a higher level shmira. So if you have to have shmura matzah, you need to be shomer the matzah, so you can be shomer regular, and you're watching it, but you know nothing's going to happen to it. Or you can have a higher level shmira, where you put the matzah at great risk, and then you watch it, and that's considered a higher level shmira. That's considered to be a greater mitzvah in terms of the shmira of the matzah itself. So we hold asur lilsos, so we rely on shmira mishas ktsira, just being our shmira, but that's how the Ramban understands the Gemara. But what you see from this Gemara is that shmira is not, what does it mean to have shmura matzah? Shmura guarded from what? It's not just to make sure that it's not chametz. Because if it were just to make sure that it's not chametz, we would keep water away from it as much as possible. We would not do lesisa. The Gemara would never recommend lesisa. If there's going to be a hider in the Shemira to dafka cause a danger so that we have more to watch out for, you see that the purpose of the Shemira is not just to make sure it doesn't become chametz. The purpose of the Shemira must be to just have a higher level of focus on the matzah. So that's what Rava says. Mitzvah lilsos, to be mekayim this mitzvah of shmartim es hamatzos. Not only that, we find that Rishonim hold that when it's impossible for the dough to possibly become chametz, that such dough would be possible to ever use for the mitzvah of matzah. Meaning, and why would it be possible to use? Because if there's no need for shmira, then you can't have matzah shmura. So if you have a dough that for whatever reason could not become chametz, then by definition it cannot become matzah. And that's why the Ramban asks on the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam holds that if you have a dough that's milosho b'mei peros, that instead of using water you use mei peros to mix with the flour, the Rambam holds you yotze yidei chavaso. You yotze the mitzvah of matzah even if you used apple juice instead of water in the dough. The Rambam just says, not yayin, not shemen, not dvash, not chalav, because that really makes it matzah ashira. But other than that, any other liquids, any other meperos, orange juice, apple juice, something like that is perfectly fine for the mitzvah of matzah. Says the Rambam, it can't be, because the halacha is that meperos reina machmitzin. That if you put meperos in the flour, if you mix meperos with the flour, it can't become chametz. If it can't become chametz, then memela, it can't become matzah. It's interesting. We paskin, it's machlokes rishonim, we paskin that meperos are memaharin lahachmitz, but it never brings it to full chimutz. It brings it to chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha has two definitions. One of those definitions is that the chimutz process begins, but never becomes complete. So we paskin that when you put Ashkenazim paskin that when you put meperos in flour, it's impossible to have kashal pesach for Ashkenazim lechatchila kashal pesach matzah ashira, because when you put meperos in flour it's memar lahachmitz, so we don't even know what to set the clock at. It's not 18 minutes because it's memaher. It happens more quickly, but it never will become chametz gamur. It will only become chametz nuksha. That's what we're choshish for as Ashkenaz, and that's why when they sell matzah ashira, they say for svardim or for people who are cholim. Otherwise, we're not allowed to eat matzah ashira. Regular Ashkenaz are not allowed to eat matzah ashira. That was one of the big problems. They used to put on the boxes this whole little disclaimer in Hebrew under the regular Ashkacha. So it looked like, wow, it's not just a regular Ashkacha, it's got Hebrew words too. So it's a special Ashkacha. But the Hebrew words said, don't eat it unless you're a chola or a svardi. Yeah.
I'm just thinking that, according to the Rambam, being a svardi, how's that working with the whole pasuk of the kisnin and meperos? And he's saying this would actually become
meaning, that's a good question. I'm not sure. He's not saying it would become chametz. He's saying that it would be kosher for matzah.
For matzah, which he wouldn't say is hamotzi anyway.
I think Pesach is the exception. Meaning, I think when that's called, meaning it's a cracker. The Rambam would hold, Sfarim wouldn't make hamotzi on matzah the rest of the year because it's a cracker. So they wouldn't make hamotzi on it the rest of the year. They only make hamotzi on matzah on Pesach. So it breaks all the rules. Pesach is like the exception to the normal Sephardic rules. Yeah, but that's always an issue. When we use like our challahs that we have, if you don't have a water challah, so for a Sephardi person, that would not be hamotzi. That would be mizonos bread. Every time I have talmidim over, I have to remember, if we have Sephardic, there are always some Sephardim in the shir, we always have to make sure we have a few water challahs to make sure that they can say hamotzi on something. Otherwise, they have different psakim from the Rabbanim that it's betoch a whole suuda, so they can say hamotzi anyway because they're kaveh suuda. But really, they're uncomfortable with it. They much rather have something that they can make hamotzi. Yeah, but the Rambam would hold that you could use such meperos. So asks the Ramban in the Melchamos, the matzah should be pasul because there's no shmira, and without shmira, the matzah is pasul. Meaning, why is there no shmira? Because it can't become chametz. So if it can't become chametz, there's no shmira, so you can't have matzah shmura. That's the Ramban's assumption, that without that shmira, so shmira is not to make sure it doesn't become chametz, shmira is on top of making sure it doesn't become chametz. meaning Shmira means that you need the possibility of Chimutz. Without the possibility of Chimutz, you're not doing Shmira. Shmira is only once the possibility of Chimutz exists. To be Miyashiv, the Rambam, Minchas Chinuch writes that Min Adin, you need that it should be Bali Dei Chimutz. He says that that it only needs to be from a min that's efshar lo v'lidei chimutz, that it just can't be oriz v'docha, and it has to be one of the five grains, but it doesn't mean that you need, there's no such din that this particular dough has to be v'lidei chimutz. What's the shmira then? So he says, the shimur yimakayim, by watching it, mishas k'tzira, to make sure that no water comes in contact with it. That's all. It's a regular shmira, like we would think of shmira, to just watch it, mishas k'tzira, and that's enough of a din of shmira. But you see, the Ramban holds that there needs to be this din of chimutz, otherwise there is no din of shmira. So that is the basic starting point. Now, the Gemara goes on to say that really shimur is only needed mishas lisha. The Gemara goes on to a whole discussion of how long do you have to be shomer for. Shulchan Aruch discusses this. What if b'diavad you're stuck somewhere and there's no flour there's no special shmura flour? The special shmura flour that we use to make our matzahs has been watched since it was growing in the fields. And sometimes they'll go to a field and they'll see there's too much moisture, they'll pass the whole field and they'll go somewhere else and they'll buy the grain somewhere else. Meaning it's very, very carefully watched. What happens if you're stuck somewhere and you don't have this carefully watched flour? So what do you do? So Shulchan Aruch talks about, can you get away with some of those shomer mishas lisha by regular flour? And this is totally not lemaisa for us. Just very important to realize that, because our regular flour is chametz gomor, probably. It's probably mamash chametz, because all the processes that they put it through with the bleaching of the flour and the different things that they do to the flour, it does come in contact with liquid. It's been washed. Our flour has been washed. So our flour is mamash chametz. If you don't sell chametz gomor, you probably shouldn't sell your flour even, because it really probably is mamash chametz. But it's assuming back in those days where there weren't all these processes, it was just flour that no one had watched. So the Gemara discusses, what can you get away with? Can you have Shmira Mishas some later point other than Ktsira, other than the harvesting? And the Gemara says, you know what? Meikra Din, Shmira Mishas Lisha works. What's Shmira Mishas Lisha? The first time it comes in contact with water. When you're about to knead the dough, flour, water, meat, that's when the Shmira really has to happen. Meikra Din. We're just machmir l'chachila that we do Shmira Mishas Ktsira as well. So now, in Rishonim, though, there are three basic shitas about when Shmira is necessary. First shita, and all of them are really quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh in Simon Chavav quotes all the different shitas, and he writes, V'nagu ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas. This Rosh, I think, is in the Maror Makom, it's source number 3. So he goes on, he writes that the minag in Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, where is it in the Rosh? Somewhere in there, he writes that the minhag was. Someone find it. I can't
five
find
lines
it.
Down.
There you go. Five lines down on page 3. Okay, so he writes v'nagu b'ashkenaz of the surface l'shomron mishas tchina. So he has this in between stage. It's not mishas lisha when you need it, nor is it mishas ktsira when you first harvest it. In between, you have to grind it to turn it into flour. Why from grinding? What's happening at grinding? He says, well, they used to use a water-powered mill to grind the grain into flour. So you're running the risk of water splashing, of water hitting the flour. Nowadays, that would never happen. Meaning water doesn't go in the same room usually until they're ready to start the clock when they make matzah. And then he quotes that the Rif, Rav Alfas Kasav, and Bailu, and Turi, Kimcha, Depischa, Mishas, Ketzira, Dechsuv, Shmartim, Esa Matzos. So all the way back at the Shas Ketzira, Beshiltos, Kasav, Lanof, Akin, Shidei, Chavaso, Ela, Bematzah, Demintalei, Mechimots, Min, Denofla, Maya, Ilave. From the time that water goes on the flour, which means Mishas Lisha. So you see, there are three different shitos. Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Sim Tafnun Gimel, Siv Dalid writes, Hachitim Shosim Matzas Mitzvah Tov L'Shomron Shalip L'Alemayim Mishas Ketzira Ulepachos Mishas Tchina. Best is already from the time of harvesting, at the very least from the time you grind it, U'bishas Adchak Mutzul Likach Kemach Min Hashuk. And he says, Bishas Avchak, you can just go to the store and buy flour. Again, very important to highlight, that's not for us. We can't do that. But the Mechaber says, back in those days when they would have flour that was not washed and that and there was nothing special done with it, so Bishas Hadchak, one can rely on that, even though there was no real Shmira on the flour, and that means that you're relying on the fact that it's going to be Shmira Mishas Lisha, that you're going to watch it from the moment that it comes into contact with the water. Minchas Chinuch just points out that yes, that's when you start watching it. When do you finish watching it? So this should be just very clear. You don't finish watching it until it's matzah, until it's fully baked, because you can't stop protecting it and making sure that it's okay until it's fully baked. So good, that's just the basic background of this din of Shemira. The kasha we're going to work on tonight, though, and the kasha that Rav Yeruchim Elchin works on in this piece in Simul Chav Ches, is what seems like a stira in the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskins that when it comes to baking and when it comes to kneading the dough, the Mechaber paskins in Simon Tav Samach, Ein Lashin Matzas Mitzvah, V'lo Ofinosa Al Yedei Einu Yehudi, V'lo Al Yedei Cherishot V'Katan. That the kneading of the dough and the baking of the matzah cannot be done by a guy, and cannot be done by a Cherishot V'Katan. Cannot be done by a child, let's say. Why? Because this is from the din of Ushmartem, that in addition to the actual Shimur, there's an Isser to do these malachos, to have these malachos, the making of the matzah, be done by a Cherishot V'Katan or by a guy. How do I know there's a din of Shmira? Maybe there's some other din, because this comes from that rush. That same rush quotes, V'Rav Kohen Tzedek Zal Kasav, Lotzei Sidei Chova B'Laila Rishona, Eina Ela B'Matzah Sha'afa'a Yisrael L'Shem Matzah. That Rosh quotes a Rav Kohen Tzedek, who says that you can only be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if a Yisrael baked it l'shem matzah, she'enemar u'shmartem es ha-matzos. That you need shmira l'shem matzah. So he writes, Rav Haigon Kasav Shafa Nachri Lifnei Yisrael al-Yidei Shimur Kitikuna Mutaris Yisrael Yochla. But then the Rosh quotes Rav Haigon and says, no, it's okay, a child could do it, a guy could do it, as long as the Jew is watching, as long as you have a gadol watching. So you have Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's good enough for a Jew to be watching, for an adult Jew to be watching, or does an adult Jew actually have to be doing the whole process, the kneading and the baking and everything. The Mechaber seems to paskin, it's not good enough to watch. The adult Jew has to be actively involved the entire time. Good, that's on the one hand. However, when it comes to the harvesting and the grinding in Simon Tuf Nun Gimel, the Mechaber does not say anything about being careful about a Cherishot V'Katan or a Nachri doing the harvesting and the grinding. In fact, the Mechaber only says, Tov l'shamran shlo yiplu alei mayim. Watch them. What's a Jew's job when it's being harvested and it's being ground? Watch it. Just watch the matzah. So it sounds like a guy could be doing the harvesting and all a Jew needs to do is Shmira. But wait a second. If Shmira means Shmira Mishas Ktzira, and that's what we pass on the Chavchila, and that's what we do. We watch the grain from the Shas Ktzira. So Shmira means you watch it when it's harvested, you watch it when it's ground, you watch it when it's kneaded, you watch it when it's formed, and when it's baked. You're watching it the entire time. Why does watching it when it's harvested and watching it when it's ground mean that you're sitting back and watching it as a guy is doing it, whereas watching it when it's kneaded and formed and baked means, not formed, but at least kneading it and baking it means that you have to be doing it, not just watching it. You have to actually be doing it. Whatever the definition of Shmira is, it should be consistent. Now, the truth is, what would you have assumed Shmira is? Watching it or doing it? So Shmira means to watch. The most logical assumption would have been that I'm just guarding it, making sure nothing happens. You know what? I may be in a better position to guard it when I'm not busy dealing with it. So I can just look and see and oversee the whole operation. But for some reason, the Mechaber switches in the middle. Ketzira, Tchina, that you could just watch. Lisha, Afia, that you have to actually do. So what's the story with this Mechaber? So the Chasam Sofer, in a couple of places, in a tshuva, as well as in his chidushim on Shas, the Chasam Sofer, on Shulchan Aruch rather, the Chasam Sofer discusses this. And in order to understand the Chasam Sofer, we'll backtrack a little bit. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud, Os Yud, just points out that it's very strange that Shmira should mean that you'd be active in doing anything. Meaning, where do we ever require that you, this idea of Lishma, what other halachos ever require this inyan of Lishma, of doing something L'shem, a specific purpose, L'shem, a specific goal? So, what's that?
Stam.
By writing Stam, right? Good. And what's the mitzvah over there? What has to be done Lishma?
A lot of things.
The ksiva, they're all actions. Right? It's all doing. By writing a get, right? You need ksiva lishma. The kasav la, the Torah says, la lishma. By kachim you have it. By all of the cases where you require some level of lishma, it's always something active. Shmira lishma is not active. It doesn't imply anything active. So it is very strange. And the Chasam Sofer and the Chas Chinuch both points out. I mean, the Chas Chinuch has almost like a starting lashon. He says, V'lo ha'baishan lamed, Chas Chinuch says, you know, you can't learn if you're embarrassed. So he says, I have to tell you, lo evo shlemor minolon l'kol rishonim din zeh. He says, I'm not embarrassed to say, I have no idea where the rishonim got this din, that you have to actually be involved. Nihidu ba yishimu l'shma, mikol mokom, einu doma klal l'get o l'zvachim. I understand that you need shmir l'shma, but this isn't like get or karbanos. The gabi get k'siv v'kosav la. And we darshan that the ma'isik siv has to be l'shma. V'zvachim yalfinu mikrai da shchita, kabbalah, zrika. The actions, the avodos of the karbanos. Hey, you need kavana. So you need the ma'isa with kavana l'shma. Aval kan v'chim avur b'torah deza ma'isa? Yalisha, k'tzira, tzarech l'shma. Torah even mention anything about lisha or k'tzira or any sort of ma'isa being l'shma. It says the shimur needs to be l'shma. The ikar is a shimur. So what's the problem with having a guy do the lisha or a cherishot of a katan with the Yisrael Lomir al Gabav watching the whole thing? Even if the guy is not having kavana, Yisrael is shomer. The Yisrael is having kavana l'shma. So why is it so pasha to the Rishonim? Minchas Chinuch raises the question that the lisha and the afia needs to be done by a bar das and a bar kavana, and it has to be done with intention l'shma. So says the Minchas Chinuch to answer that question. V'anharinu la'ainin be'ezras Hashem yizbarach. The emes kenu. He says the emes is as follows. Someone who does a maisa needs kavana to be shomer l'shma, and it doesn't help to have someone else watching you. Why? So he quotes Gemara Chagiga Dav Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara assumes that you can't do shmira on something that's biyad chaver, and something that someone else is in control of. A chazaka in adam mishamer masha biyad chaver. And what I said before, that maybe you could do a better job of shmira when you're not handling it, Minchas Chinuch says the Gemara tells us otherwise. The exact opposite is true. That you can only do a proper Shemira if you have it. You're not going to space out if you're dealing with it. If you're just trying to oversee, you're not really on top of it. Meaning, I was watching, for instance, last night when this matzah baking trip, I was watching the guy doing the kneader. And at some point he's like, uh-oh, this is no good. Because something didn't feel right or didn't... What was no good? It looked fine to me. I mean, I didn't see anything. But when you're involved and you're feeling and you're touching the dough, so you know what's no good. You know if it feels that there are pockets of flour that aren't getting saturated, that aren't getting saturated with the water. You know if something is off in terms of the ratio. So you can only really pay attention, says Minchas Chinuch, if you have direct contact. Now that doesn't answer the steer in the Mechaber. That answers Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Minchas Chinuch raised the kasha. Where did the Rishonim get this idea that you need to be actively involved? So he says, okay, it may just be because you can't do Shmira otherwise. You can only do Shmira when you're actively involved. But that doesn't answer for the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that you have to be actively involved in the Lisha and Afia, but you could just watch the Ketzira and the Trina. So why is that? So Minchas Chinuch doesn't answer. So the Chasam Sofer comes a little closer. The Chasam Sofer says that no, it's true. Chazaka that you can't be Mishamra Masha Biyav Chavero, but that Chazaka is only going to exist when there's actual danger there already. When there's actually something that you know of to be concerned about. Meaning to be Shomer that nothing should come from the outside and touch this flower, I'm in a better position to watch that as an outsider when I'm not directly involved. because I can get a better perspective. I could see, make sure no water, no one comes in with a hose and spritzes water all over the whole matzah baking procedure. Right? Make sure someone stays away from the field or from wherever the grain is stored and no water comes in from the outside, the sprinklers don't turn on. Make sure none of that happens. I could do that when I'm not actually involved in the ktsir and the tchina or anything. But once water comes in contact with it at the shas lisha, the flour and the water hit each other, well then, the only way I can really know what's going on is if I'm involved. So that's how the Chassam Sofer understands. And that explains the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, why do you need Shmira? Why is Shmira enough just watching as an outsider, Misha, at the time of Ktsira and at the time of Tchina? Because the water's not there yet. I'm just making sure that water doesn't come. But once I'm doing the Lisha and the Afiyah, well, then I need to actually be involved. That's how the Chassam Sofer suggests. The more lundish teretz, though, is offered by the Taz. The problem is we have to figure out where the Taz gets it from. But what the Taz says is as follows. If you look at the Taz in Siman Tav Samach, Sivkat and Aleph, he's miyashev this stira in a different way. Nir l'anias daiti, says the Taz. Nir l'anias daiti. Dafka, lisha va'afia asr al yidei akum, to be inon shimur l'shem mitzvah. You can't do, the Taz is source number six, right? It's davka, the kneading and the baking that you can't do by a guy, because you need shimur l'shem mitzvah. Va'akum lo'asa elal das atzma. And a guy doesn't do l'shma. Afapli shei sholom in al gabav umas hiro shei chavin l'shem mitzvah. Even though the Jew might be standing over his shoulder and saying, have kavan l'shem mitzvah. He's still thinking what he's thinking, right? He's still thinking about, you know, what the Mets are doing tonight. But the grinding of the wheat. Ein Isra al yidei akum im Yisrael omer al gabav. The grinding, there's no problem with a guy doing it if Yisrael is standing there. That you have to watch it from chimutz when it comes in contact into water. And if a guy watches it, then you're not yotze. Haynu mitam chimutz mimelim omid Yisrael al gaba v'shomer mechimutz ein iser. He says, when you're watching for chimutz, when you're watching to make sure that the thing didn't become chametz, all you need to do is watch. You don't need to do anything. Masha'en ken, here's the key. Belisha va'afir, delav mitam chimutzu, elishay chavin lishay matzah. So shmira actually means two totally different things. We just use that word shmura and we throw it around as if it only means one thing. There are two dinim in shmira. Taz, this isn't Reb Chaim. Two dinim in shmira. There's shmira to make sure that there's no chimutz, make sure that it doesn't become chametz, and there's shmira l'shma, that there should be l'shei mitzvahs matzah. When it comes to shmira l'shem chimutz, all you need to do is watch, make sure it doesn't become chametz. When it comes to shmira l'shei matzah, that you have to be involved. That's an action of making the matzah l'shma. So the lisha and the afiyah has to be done l'shma. So the Taz is saying, great chiddush, two types of shmira. Shmira mitam chimutz starts at the harvesting of the grain. Shmira mitam l'shma, making the matzah, starts at the actual lisha. So that's why you only need to be involved in the Jew only needs to be actively involved in the lisha. So it works. The problem is, where does he get it from? The whole idea, the shei mitzvah, the truth is the Gemara has such a notion. The Gemara mentions it in source number one, the first source we did, this notion of doing it l'shem mitzvah. The Gemara says that Rava, that same Rava that said mitzvah lilsos, Rava said that when he saw the people bundling the grain, he would say, kimav chisu afichu l'shem mitzvah. When you're doing it, make sure you do it l'shem mitzvah. So not just a shemira to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Make sure you do it l'shem mitzvah. Oh, wait a second, what were they doing? They were bundling the grain or moving the grain, and already he was telling them l'shem mitzvah. According to the Taz, when does l'shem mitzvah have to start? Only when you're kneading the dough, mishas lisha. So what's the Taz, it's a very elegant answer. two dinim, one din starts then, one din starts then, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rava already told them, the idea that there is a second din, I see where he got that in the Gemara. Rava told them, do it l'shem mitzvah, but do what l'shem mitzvah? He told them to do the earlier stages, the bundling of the grain l'shem mitzvah. And not only that, the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about if you can use the chalos of a carbon toda for matzah. The chalos of a carbon toda were matzah. They were not, at least 30 out of 40 of them, they were not chametz. So can you use the chalos of the carbon toda? We call them chalos, you know, just like we call the lechem apanim lechem, but the lechem apanim was matzah. As I remember when I was in fifth grade, one of our rebbeim stumped us. He had us try to figure out if the lechem apanim could never leave the shulchan, and you couldn't leave the shulchan empty ever, what did they do on Pesach? How did they have lechem apanim on Pesach? And we were like, wow, couldn't figure it out. But because lechem apanim, of course, was matzah, it wasn't chametz. It was tefach chayim matzah, and that's why when the Shulchan Aruch says don't have such thick matzos, it doesn't mean don't have svardi matzos. That's a joke. That's like that's only that thick. It means don't have tefach chayim matzos. We assume we cannot keep as matzah. We wouldn't be able to figure out how to make that not become chametz. But they knew in the basement. So the Gemara talks about, can you use the chalos toda for matzah? So the Gemara says that suddenly atzmo you cannot be yotzei. If you wanted to do it for your own carbon, you can't be yotzei. Why? Ushmarta mesa matzah. You need shmira l'shem matzah. And this isn't l'shem matzah, it's l'shem zevach. You made it as a carbon, not as matzah. So Rashi on the spot writes, kol shimur sha'ata meshamra shal tachmitz hiskavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. Let me read that slower. What kind of shmira is Rashi talking about? Kol shimur sha'ata meshamra shal tachmitz hiskavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. So what's Rashi doing? He's telling me both types of shmira. Shalo tachmitz l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. And he says they go hand in hand. So the Taz is definitely not saying like Rashi. So the Taz not only seems to be against the Gemara, he's directly against Rashi, but he came up with this very elegant idea, this brilliant idea, that there's tzvei dinim in shmira, there's shalo tachmitz and there's l'shem matzah. And one applies Mishas Ktsira, the other applies only Mishas Lisha, and that solves the problem in the Mechaber. The problem is, it's against all the Gemaras. So where in the world does he get it from? So in order to explain the Taz, Rav Yerucham Olshin suggests the following. He says, in order to explain the Taz, you need to understand the Rambam, because he says, the Taz got it from the Rambam. And the Mechaber got it from the Rambam. He says it's clear that this is the Rambam Shita. I don't know, clear, but it's very possible that this is the Rambam Shita. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Hey Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes that Mishum Shenemar Shmartim Es Hamatzos. Where is it? Perek Hey Halacha Tes. Yeah. L'fi chacham tzarech adam lizar b'dagan shalchem erim pesach shliyavo elav mayim achar shenikzar ad shliyavo shum chimutz. Make sure that your grain is protected from water so that it shouldn't have any chimutz. Dagan shenitba b'nar o shenof elav mayim k'shem sha'asu la'achlo kachasu l'kaimo elam mochra li'yisrael mo'diyo k'day she'achlenu kodem ha'pesach. If it gets water on it, then make sure you sell it before Pesach. I think I took the wrong Rambam. I think that is not the Rambam I was looking for. The Rambam writes, I'm not sure where it is, but the Rambam writes that because of the mitzvah of Shmartim Es HaMatzos, the Rambam writes, Hizaru b'matzah v'shamrosa mikol tzad chimutz. That's his lashon. Mikol tzad chimutz. I just missed the first half of the Rambam. Okay, it's the previous Rambam, Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says you have to watch it mikol tzad chimutz, and then he gets into this lefichach, and that's why you have to be so careful that no water touches it already mishas ktsira. So what is the Rambam saying? Which kind of shmira? Mikol tzad chimutz. And when does he say to start worrying about it? So when are we watching for chametz? At the time of ktsira. Let's see another Rambam. Paragvav halachatas. Source number 11. Chalos Tavda Rikike Nazir, Sha'asa Osan Ma'atzmo, if you make matzos for your own karbanos, Ein Yotzin Behem, Shnemar Shmartem Es HaMatzos, Matza Mishtameres Le'inyin Matzo Bovar Ushi Yotzin Ba. Avuzu Mishtameres Le'inyin HaZevach. You need matza that's guarded for the sake of matza, and not matza that's made for the sake of a karban. So the Rambam is talking about the dinim of matza, and over here, there's no mention of mikol tzad chimutz, right? He says that you just have to make sure that as we go on, v'masal limkor b'shuk ariz yotzu b'yidei chavasav, sh'osal limkor b'shuk daito shim lo yimchru yochlasan v'nimtzu b'shas asiyasan shomer l'shem matza. So what does Rambam say? If you made these matzos planning on selling them, someone might need them for a korban toda, someone might need them for a kike nazir, I'm going to sell them. Then you're allowed to use them for matzah. Why are you allowed to use them for matzah? So the Rambam says, because when you plan on selling them, you know that plan B is, if they don't sell, I'll use them for whatever I want. And therefore, at shas asiyasan, Shomron l'shem matzah. That's his lashon at the very end of source 11. B'shas asiyasan, shomron l'shem matzah. What kind of shmirah is he talking about over here? Not shmirah from chimutz. This is l'shem matzah. And when? When does the shmirah happen l'shem matzah? B'shas asiyasan, at the time that you're making it. So the Rambam is, the Taz isn't really a chiddush. He just read the Rambam. The Rambam clearly sets up two types of shmirah. He sets up one shmira, which is shmira from chimutz, and he tells us that's got to be b'shas k'tzira. And then when he starts talking about matzah, about the mitzvah of matzah, he tells us a different type of shmira. And that's shmira mishas asiyasan. How would you describe, what is the asiyas ha-matzah? Does asiyas ha-matzah start harvesting the grain?
No.
Certainly not. Because that could be making, pretzels and cookies or whatever. What is the asiyas ha-matzah? Once you have the flour, you're mixing it with water, and you're moving. And you're making sure that there's no... That's asiyas ha-matzah. So when it comes to actually making the matzahs, the Rambam is pretty clear that the shmirah starts... That the shmirah is l'shem matzah. Now, Rav Yerucham Olshan just points out that this fits very nicely with what Rav Sturmbach in Moed HaMuzmanim quotes from the Brisker Rav, that... The whole din of shmira l'chor is a very strange din. You need shmira from chimutz. I mean, that's and my lulav needs shmira from niktam rosho, and my tzitzis needs shmira from snapping off and me wearing a bag of adal kampus without tzitzis, and my tefillin needs shmira from the letters being erased and the corners being rounded off. Of course, whenever you have a mitzvah, you have to make sure it's a kasher mitzvah. So you have matzah, obviously it can't be chametz. Meaning, isn't that inherent in the mitzvah? Why is there an extra din of shmira to begin with? Isn't it pashut that it's inherent in every mitzvah? So, the Brisker Rav suggested that the Gemara goes through how to tell when your dough has become chametz. Someone mentioned it last time on our matzah baking trip, that the Mishnayos mentioned, that when you see that cracks start, first hichsif paneha, the dough becomes white. And then you see kikar nechagavim, that there are cracks, small cracks on the dough, and that's the beginning of chimutz. And then when the cracks are interlocking with each other, then you know you have chimutz. And people used to be very good with this. They used to really know their dough. It used to be something that they were very very in touch with, and real professional bakers, really good professional bread bakers in Europe and France, they know this kind of thing. They're very, if you speak to someone like this guy that we had last night teaching us how to make matzah, he knows this kind of thing. So they're on top of this. Says the Brisker Rav, to know that it's not chametz, you just have to look at the dough, and you'll know that it's not chametz. The din of shmira is telling us, don't rely on a siman, know firsthand. Make sure that you know by having watched it the whole time. Instead of just relying on simanim muvhakim that you otherwise would have had. That's the din of shmira from chimutz. So what does that mean? That means you watch it from chimutz from the very beginning. They didn't need to. They could have just waited till it was dough and observed it later. But no, you watch it from chimutz from the very beginning. That's one din of shmira. That's shmira min ha-chimutz. And then there's the second din up from mitzvah of matzah, you need lishma. And that's when it comes to the Asiyas of matzah, and he says, this explains everything. Why does it explain everything? What does it mean explains everything? The Magen Mishnah points out that in Perek Hei, the Rambam sounds like the din of Shemira is required for all 7 days. Whereas in Perek Ches, the Rambam writes that you need matzah shmur for kazayis belela seder. Well, which is it? So the Magen Mishnah says, ah, l'chadchila b'diavad. Come on. He says, no. Shmira min achimutz? That you need for the matzah that you're going to eat throughout the entire Pesach. Shmira l'shma is a separate din. That you only need for the mitzvah of matzah. For what you're actually going to use for the mitzvah, which is the kazayis on Lel Pesach. The Rambam Perek Hei talks about Shmir Mishas Ktsira in Perek Vav, Mishas Asiya. Why? Shmir Michimitz, as we already pointed out, is Mishas Ktsira. Shmir Lishma is Mishas Asiya. The Gemara. What about the Gemara? We pointed out that the Taz was against the Gemara. Rava was telling the people who were raking or piling or doing whatever with the grain, be careful, do it L'Shei Mitzvah. Well, if he was telling them do it L'Shei Mitzvah, isn't that the wrong kind of Shmir at that time? So he said the Rabbeinu Chanan is a different curse than the Gemara. Do it l'shei matzah rather. The l'shei mitzvah, the Rabbeinu Chanan has a curse to do it l'shei matzah, not l'shei mitzvah. What does it mean l'shei matzah? It means not chametz, matzah as opposed to chametz, not l'shei mitzvah. L'shei mitzvah is matzah. That you only have to do mishas lisha. But if you take Rabbeinu Chanan's girsa, then it's perfectly fine. And that's why the Taz holds that the earlier stages can be done by a guy with the Yisrael being Shomer. Why? Because all you're watching out for is that it not become Chametz. So that, I don't need to be involved. I can watch to make sure it doesn't become Chametz. But what happens b'Shas Lisha? At the Shas Lisha, it's not enough to watch that it doesn't become Chametz. What's kicking in b'Shas Lisha? That now I have to do it l'shei mitzvah. Now I have to make matzahs l'shma. Well, making matzahs l'shma is not enough to watch a guy make matzahs l'shma, because it's not just protecting it from chimitz. It's about adding l'shma into the making of the mitzvah. So the making of the mitzvah itself, yeah, that has to be l'shma. That I need to be involved in myself. That's why the Mechaber says that a Jew has to do it. You can't rely on a katan. You can't rely on an Eino Yehudi, on an Eino Yehudi to do it. Now granted, this is all against Rashi, because Rashi put the two together. He put both types of shmir. He also says you need both types of shmir, but he thought that they always go hand in hand with each other. But the Mechaber is very likely just paskening like the Shita Sarama. Okay, Baz Hashem, next week we'll have a little bit of a lighter shir. The Haggadah shir will be next week. So next week, bring your Haggadah. Send an email to remind him. Shkayach. Oh, okay. Make me a shliach to sell your chametz for you. Just pick that up like that. Excellent. I will be your shliach.
Thank you
very much.
I have the same thing.
Same thing?
I wrote a different label. I used the last name as my questions here, so if you want to ask more questions.
Make me a shliach to sell your chametz for you?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. I will be your shliach. Thank you very much. Chag kosher v'sameach.
Chag kosher v'sameach.
Ended early. Hi. How are you?
Good.
We can use my watch. I have it out.
Okay. Okay, let's just. That's for.
Okay. Got it. Make me a shliach so you chametz for you.
Make me a shliach.
Okay. Great. Excellent. That'll be a shliach. You gonna be at home at all, or you gonna be away?
We'll be not home here, but the Five Towns area.
Okay. Sure. We'll have access to your house if needed.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm.